Thank you. gather in the house of the Lord and to just share this time of fellowship and friendship. It's so good every year to see the families all come together and here together at church. So as a pastor here, I'm so grateful that you're sharing this evening with us. So let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning as we stand for our call to worship. Please stand.
Let heaven and angels sing. Peace. on a night not unlike this one. Love took flesh in the watches of the night. The light of that birth continues to shine in the darkness. All nights can look the same if we don't know how to look. What do you see on this night? Holy and glorious one, we have come to sing our praise with the trees and the forest for the birth of your Son this night. As the earth rejoices, let all people shed tears of joy, for Christ judges the world with righteousness and people with truth. We offer our thanksgiving for the child who leads us, our wonderful counselor and Prince of Peace. Amen.
We know that you walk beside us every day. So,
Father, tonight we recognize you as our Savior. And we recognize you as the one with the key to eternal life. So as we pray together the Lord's Prayer this evening, I pray that we take it to heart. And that we take these words out into a darkened world as we shed Christ's light among those living in darkness. Let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Thank you. See his brothers.
Thank you.
to a virgin who was engaged to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David's house. The virgin's name was Mary. When the angel came to her, he said, "Rejoice, favored one, the Lord is with you." She was confused by these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. The angel said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God is honoring you. Look, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. He will rule over Jacob's house forever, and there will be no end to his kingdom." Then Mary said to the angel, "How will this happen, since I haven't had sexual relations with a man?" The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come over you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the one who is to be born will be holy. He will be called God's Son. Look, even in her old age, your relative Elizabeth has conceived a son. This woman who was labeled unable to conceive is now 6 months pregnant. Nothing is impossible for God." Then Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it be with me, just as you have said." Then the angel left her.
As he was thinking about this,
Joseph, son of David,
Papa.
Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because the child that she carries was conceived by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now all of this took place so that what the Lord had spoken through the prophet would be fulfilled. Look, a virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did just as an angel from God commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he didn't have sexual relations with her until she gave birth to a son. Joseph called him Jesus. Luke 2:1-7, the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus declared that everyone throughout the empire should be enrolled in the tax lists. This first enrollment occurred when Quirinius governed Syria. Everyone went to their own cities to be enrolled. Since Joseph belonged to David's house and family line, he went up from the city of Nazareth into Galilee to David's city, called Bethlehem, in Judea. He went to be enrolled together with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage and who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn son, a child, and wrapped him snugly and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the guest room.
Christ, our light, has come. Hope, peace, love, and joy are here. According to Isaiah, with the coming of this child, the time of war and oppression is over. The instruments of war will be repurposed for good, and light will shine into the dark places of people's lives. This Christmas, whether you experience happiness or sadness or both, be gentle with yourself and others, and let the light of Christ shine on your spirit. Give thanks to God for all that has been, all that is, and all that will be, knowing that God has promised endless peace through the gift of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Oh God, thank you for the light of your continuing presence through the gift of your Son, Jesus. May the light of Christ shine through us today and always. May we feel the presence of the Holy Spirit guide us for the remainder of our days. Father God, we are blessed to be your children, and for that we are grateful. We pray these things in the holy and precious name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As the ushers come forward to receive the light from the Christ candle, a few instructions upon lighting your candle. Be sure to turn the unlit candle towards the lighted candle. Please be careful with the hot wax and try not to drip it as much as possible. And the ushers will come down the inside and the outside of the aisles, and we will spread the light of Christ throughout our sanctuary tonight. We'll prepare your candle. Please stand as the light is brought into the world. leave this place tonight, we have the light of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
It's our duty now to go out and share it with those in darkness. As we leave this place, Merry Christmas. May God richly bless you in this new year. May you feel the peace of Christ as you leave this place. Father God, bless us now as we return back to the world. Let us be the light that shines. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.